Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Second date update.
I have been waiting for this moment for an entire week. I am so excited.
I know, you're actually smiling.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen.
What's happening?
Making his glorious return.
What?
Please welcome back to the show a fan favorite.
Oh!
Can I get a drum roll, please? For the one, the only, Roofer. Roofer, welcome back, dude.
Yeah, thanks for having me back, dude.
Wow,
bro, you're getting more requests than song requests.
Oh, my God.
We've had people constantly remembering.
Will you remind me, Roofer, what you were on? Like, we did a second date last time, but I can't remember.
It's been over a year since he was last on with us. And Roofer's actually been on the show three different times.
Three different times.
The most memorable one for me was the coffee date that you had with a girl, which you forgot about because that morning you were... Let's call it medically enhanced.
Sure. We'll
he
go
was
with
out
that.
Of it.
You may or may not have been staring at the clock, or you stared at it for too long and zoned out.
I remember now.
We're just going to say that you forgot. But
didn't
work. He's like, that sounds good.
Sounds like me.
Yeah.
Anyway, we don't need to go any more detail about that. The bottom line is, Roofer, you're a friend of the show. We love hearing from you. So let's talk about this new woman that you just met. What's her name?
Roofer.
Yeah, her name is Cheryl.
Okay, where'd you meet her?
And we met on the bus.
Was she passed out too?
Why am I not surprised?
I expect nothing less from you.
First of all, she was awake. I want to really emphasize that.
Emphasize.
Good for you, dude.
Do not edit that part out.
We know Jeffrey's humor. You're good, man.
Yeah.
Well, like, I didn't have a bus pass. So she offered to cover my bus pass.
Oh.
Wow.
Look at you, not even digging in the trash for a transfer at the
station.
Yeah, I was
going to say, you
didn't have
transfer.
To.
Okay.
So how did you and Cheryl get to talking to each other or interacting with each other?
I mean, like I said, she bought me the bus pass, and then she decided to sit with me. So started talking on the bus ride.
Oh.
And did you...
That's
a risky move on her part.
Yeah.
Meeting a man at a bus stop and sitting next to him.
Yeah.
So how did that conversation with her go?
Well, she said she was going to the botanical gardens.
Oh, cool.
Oh, beautiful.
And I was like, oh, man, I got nothing else to do. Like,
wait, you invited yourself or did she invite you?
There's a little of both. I was kind of like, can I tag along? And
I like botanicals. I like greens.
Oh, you're going to a funeral? Yeah, sure. You know,
oh my God.
I got time.
I mean, why not?
I say good for you.
Okay. Well, was she open to that?
Yeah, that's the question.
Yeah, no, she was like, cool.
Okay. You know?
Okay, so you guys went to the botanical gardens together.
Hey, how was that?
Disappointing.
Oh. Wait, why?
I guess I didn't know what a botanical garden was, but I was picturing it like an underwater thing.
No, it's not an aquarium.
It was just plants. Like, it was just a regular garden.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Did you voice how much you thought it sucked?
I tried to kind of keep it to myself, but then after about 20 minutes of just looking at, like, flowers and stuff, you kind of, you know, I got bored.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay. Seen one flower, you've seen them all.
Well, pretty much.
Did you try to talk to your kind of date, the girl at all? Did you ask her any questions when you got bored?
Oh, yeah. I just kept talking, like, basic small talk. What do you do for work and all that kind of stuff? Okay. But I also brought this thermos, and she shared some of my premix stuff.
Oh, no.
Premix?
What does that mean?
I'm afraid to ask. What was your premixed in your thermos?
I call it a morning trucker. It's just like whiskey and OJ. Kind of like
whiskey and...
What?
Sounds delicious,
Did you
dude.
Tell her what was in this before she took a big sip?
Like I just said, it's whiskey and OJ. And...
Okay, you told her. Okay. All right. She was game.
Did that change the date around, make things go a little bit better?
I mean, like, you know, took the edge off a little bit, but still boring garden.
Okay.
But it was a boring garden still. Okay.
Well, maybe you need to change the scenery at that point.
Well, I tried. So after an hour, I was like, you want to go to like a bar or something.
Oh. What time in the morning is that?
After pre-fun.
And you already have, your mixed thermos of whiskey and OJ.
Oh, which sounds awesome.
Oh, yeah, that's what she kind of said, too, is, are you already drinking? But like,
okay.
Well, it's kind of, I want to mix up, get other drinks.
You can't day drink unless you start in the morning.
So you offered to change scenery, go to a bar and drink. What did she say?
She did not want to do that.
So it doesn't sound very fun.
Makes sense, dude.
I mean, she took a bus with the sole purpose of spending time in this garden. Yeah. She was really excited about it.
Honestly, Rufa, I'm surprised you'd even want to call a woman like this back.
What?
Who, like, killed your buzz.
She was still overall, it was the garden that sucked.
Oh, see? It wasn't her.
You felt the vibe. You just think it was the setting that messed it up for you?
Yeah, totally.
Did she share her phone number with you, Rufa?
Yeah, I did get her number, and I mean, it could be my fault, but why she's not calling back.
No.
I kind of let the old Cricket wireless account expire there.
Oh,
so your cell phone's off? Okay. Where are you calling us from
I was going to say maybe she's not single.
Oh, it works now.
Oh, it was shut off temporarily.
I just wonder who had Cricket.
Yeah.
a lot of people.
That's Roofer. Okay.
Yeah.
Now your cell phone's back up and running, and you still haven't heard anything back from her? No texts, no calls, nothing?
Yeah, I mean, again, it was down for like a week, but
I did
text her when it got back up, and nothing.
So, was there anything romantic about this? Because maybe she went in it thinking more of a friend.
Brooke, did you not hear him say morning trucker out of the furnace?
Yeah. And that
should have won you over, by miles.
I mean, are you proposing at this point?
Yeah.
I don't think, the first hangout needs to be romantic or anything, but, we totally vibed.
Okay. Good.
We just need a good starting point to jump off from.
Right.
So that's what we're gonna do. We're all gonna have some morning truckers and come back.
Okay.
No, we're doing it for Roofer. No. Coming back and calling Cheryl, trying to get your second date update right after this.
Second date update.
Quick recap for our good buddy Roofer, who's back on the show. We're getting a lot of texts at 78592, by the way, of people very excited saying, Roofer's back.
Yeah.
Love me some Roof. Raise the roof. A lot of roof puns.
Yeah, I feel like we should just be chanting, Roofer, Roofer,
yeah.
We should. Tons of fans of Roofer. So, Roofer, is there anything you want to say to your radio posse who's listening right now?
The roof heads?
Oh, man. I mean, you guys already hit it, but thank you.
Yeah.
But Roofer has come to us again today, this time because he met a woman on the bus. Mm. Public transportation is where all the hidden hotties lie. We all know that.
Sure.
And this one was named Cheryl. Roofer invited himself to the botanical gardens with her, where she was already going.
He really did.
And they shared his thermos full of trucker moonshine, whatever it was. And after about an hour of that, they decided to call it a day.
Hey, Roofer, don't let him talk about you like that. What is it called again?
It's morning trucker.
Yeah. The morning trucker.
Yeah. It does sound better when it goes by a name.
Yeah.
Like a screwdriver. It doesn't sound that bad.
True. But
I don't like that.
When he doesn't like vodka.
No.
Standards.
No.
I thought he just cussed.
No, he said vodka.
Okay.
Roofer's got some class, but he did feel something when he hung out with Cheryl.
Buzzed.
And it's not just the headache that he woke up with after regaining consciousness in the bushes. He really liked her, and Roofer knows when you like someone and they're not reaching out back to you, you come to us.
That's right.
We've always gotten them on the line, at least.
Yeah. Yes.
Not a date.
I don't think we've ever gotten a successful second
date
for you yet.
I don't
this might be the one, though, Roofer.
I feel.
You feel.
All right.
Well, worst case, you made more fans.
You know
fans.
What? That means that you haven't had enough morning trucker.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
If you still feel.
All right.
So. You're right. Let me tap myself off real quick.
No. Oh. Yourself.
We're joking.
I don't know if that's a good idea.
No. But don't refill.
It sounds like you got it on tap.
Yeah, bro.
Look what you've done, Brooke. All right.
It's in the fridge.
Here we go. We're going to call Cheryl. You hold on to that drink. We're going to talk to her for a bit. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, we're looking to speak with Cheryl.
Yes, is this she?
Oh, man, is this going to be a surprising phone call, Cheryl?
Yeah. Cheryl, you're on a radio show right now, and everybody in this room thinks that you're a very, very lucky woman.
Hi! Ooh,
brave woman. Hi, Cheryl.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
You're confused.
Yeah, so we're a show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. And we do this segment called the Second Date Update, where we try to help out our listeners with their dating life if they want to see somebody again after going out on one date.
Okay.
And there is a guy that wants to see you one more time.
I mean, I guess you weren't really a date, but...
His name is Roofer, is how we know him. I don't know if he introduces himself a different way.
Oh, my God. Roofer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you know him?
That was like 6 months ago.
What?
Wait, what?
No.
6 months?
You did the... Are you sure you're talking about the same guy? The guy that you met on the bus?
And you guys went to the garden?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Leave
you know what?
Roofer,
we never asked how long ago the date was.
What?
We all assumed it would be like a week ago because that's normally what people do on this.
It was just woke up.
Totally different season that you were in the botanical garden.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry about that. We're going to have to ask you to go way back into your memory bank, though, and see if you can recall what that hangout with him was like.
I mean, it was memorable. It was a little hard to forget. Yeah.
Memorable's good.
It could be, positive.
I didn't say that.
Well, we've heard a little bit about the date or the hangout from Roofer, but sometimes with these calls, the guys will remember things differently than the girls do. So can we ask, how did you feel when you met Roofer on that public bus and he invited himself to the botanical gardens with you?
I mean, he seemed really interested in the botanical gardens, which is not many men that I know are cool with, going to smell the flowers or whatever.
He thought it was underwater.
To be fair, he didn't know exactly what the botanical gardens were, so it's more of a discovery mission than anything.
I feel like she's getting to that when he was.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense, actually.
Okay. Why do you say that?
Why? What was he like in the gardens?
I mean, we got there and we were wandering around for a little while. We ended up in the main building and he starts talking to one of the employees and he tells them that he doesn't feel well. And is there anywhere for him to lay down? And I'm all like,
oh God,
what is going on? Is he okay?
Is this after you guys shared the whiskey and orange juice out of his thermos?
Oh, that was later. That was after this.
Oh.
What, later. Was it good, by the way?
Yeah.
I don't like orange juice that much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, sorry to sidetrack you. You're in this building and he's talking to the staff about laying down.
The staff finds a room for him to go into to lie down.
But as soon
as he gets in there, he pulls out his phone charger and starts charging it.
No.
Oh.
What? No. Wait, was it an excuse for a phone charger? Is that what you're implying?
I think so. I had no idea what was going on.
He's got so many phone problems.
Yeah, he's resourceful.
That's true.
Did you stay in the room with him?
I wandered around and looked some of the stuff in the main building, and 10 minutes later, he walked out and was like, let's keep going, I guess. So we walked outside. We were in the garden for a while.
Okay.
And I turn around and suddenly he's just gone. Nowhere to be found.
What?
Okay.
So I go and I look around this, one of those, boxwood hedges, the really thick bushes.
Yeah.
Okay.
He is behind the bush, peeing into another display.
Peeing?
Yeah.
Peeing into a display of flowers or something?
No.
Yeah.
Those are expensive, super well-kept flowers.
There are so many bathrooms at a botanical garden.
It costs money to go in there.
What did you do?
I pretended I didn't see him and was...
Okay. I could see how that would be a jolting experience for you. I will say, we didn't hear that version of the story from Roofer.
Well, it's because he doesn't know that she saw it.
Or because it was 6 months ago and he has a hard time remembering it.
But
I think the only way to clear everything up is to just connect you with Roofer right now, who's actually on the other line at the moment.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
Roofer, are you there?
Yeah, what's going on?
Oh, hey!
Well, it sounds a little looser than when we started the call.
I mean, the phone thing makes sense. My phone's always running out of juice.
Makes sense? You don't remember that?
You remember going and charging your phone?
I don't, but I probably...
But it checks out.
It okay. sounds like you. Okay,
yeah, that's something
good.
I would do.
And I'm sorry, the bushes. I mean, that's usually what bushes are for, right?
No,
bro. Well, that's if you're in the wilderness.
Yeah, especially in a botanical garden.
Yeah, there were a lot of bathrooms around, Roofer. You could have definitely gone in one of those.
Hey, when you gotta go, right?
No, not right.
That's
not right.
That's
yeah, Roofer.
I mean, the worst thing is it was a raised box.
Oh.
A raised It was in its own
maybe
display?
Maybe
he probably thought it was a urinal.
There it is. Yeah.
No. Okay.
It's like the visual confused him after all the morning truckers.
I think I probably put my coffee in it too, and coffee just goes right through me. So
with the orange juice and whiskey.
Bro, that is
called a morning trucker. What else do you drink in the morning?
I think that's called a Four Loko.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
Wow. Okay.
Just for the record, I don't remember any coffee in that thermos. I think it was mostly whiskey and a quiet whisper of orange juice.
Okay. Well, there's the good news the is that the memory.
She couldn't even taste the coffee.
No.
The memory has stuck with you so long.
Yikes.
Possibly because of such a strong connection that you and Ruth have.
Oh, nice, Jeff.
Otherwise, you would have forgotten this months ago.
Oh.
Certainly, it was certainly a colorful experience.
Oh, one that you would like to have again?
That's a great idea, Brooke, and we would love to offer to fund that second date in a brand new location. Totally on us, paid for by the radio station. What do you think, Cheryl?
Oh,
listen, I'll leave the thermos at home. All right, we'll get drinks in a regular...
Oh, you're still going to drink. You're
and then I promise not to piss on any endangered species.
We're on the radio. You can't do that.
And I'll buy your bus pass this time.
Oh.
Hey, reimbursement.
What a gentleman. Don't let a gentle poet like this slip away from you.
Oh, my goodness.
Give him one more chance.
As chivalrous as this offer is, I think I'm going to have to pass.
Oh, darn it. We almost did it, Roofer.
Yeah, buddy.
I mean, bummer, but, you know.
Yeah.
Rupert,
back to the public transportation system for me.
This guy gets more dates than I do.
Leave the thermos at home, my man.
Why would you leave a thermos at home? That's the whole point of a thermos. Okay.
Yeah, Brooke, you have a thermos in front of you right now.
I think Brooke thinks you should put it in a Camelback. That way you can wear it. It fits way more liquid in there.
Hey, that is not
that's
it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, okay.
That's not it. Don't listen to him, Rupert.
You're like, is he drinking brown water?
Gross.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
I don't know if we've ever had a listener go 0-for-4 on second date updates before.
Or get 4 chances.
I mean, it's amazing that there's no embarrassment from him, though. I give him props for that.
That's the thing about Roofer. Yeah. Even still, after all that public rejection, he is such a chill, happy dude. How could you not love him?
Yeah,
I mean, I can see why you wouldn't want to date him. Yeah. But lovable.
He may need to make some lifestyle choice changes. And
I don't think so.
Some health changes.
I heard Alexis is going to put a shirtless picture of Roofer up in her cubicle next to Michael B. Jordan and Harry Styles.
All right.
I don't even know what he looks like.
I don't know, but I feel like pictures of Roofer are more pantsless than shirtless for some reason.
Can we just hop on a bus and find him ourselves?
Yeah, probably. Or you can probably smell him out.
That's true.
But Roofer's always going to be a friend of the show. You could be a friend of the show, too. All you have to do is trust us.
How hard is that?
Yeah.
Email the show. We'll call that person who isn't calling you back. And go check out all of our second date podcasts wherever you get yours at Brooke and Jeffrey.
Discover a new educational and interactive podcast, Stories for Kids by Lingo Kids. Our episodes are packed with fun activities. Right, Elliot?
Oh, yes! We went shape hunting around the block, and we found spheres and cubes on the street.
That was great fun. Join Stories for Kids, the Lingo Kids podcast, inspiring you to learn while having fun. Listen to Stories for Kids on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. take good care, and we'll see you there.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.